Hey there, Story Minders. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. In today's episode, we'll explore how personal values take root in real-life moments, and how those moments can become powerful memoir material. Such moments reveal who we really were at that time. We'll walk through how to recognize your values in action, and how to write them into scenes that feel meaningful rather than preachy. So if you've ever wondered how to move beyond surface-level storytelling and tap into what really matters, this episode will help you write from the inside out. We'll dig into one of those moments from my life. Then I'll offer some ways to identify the values shaping your stories. And in the second half, we'll take a question from a listener who's wondering how to write about her faith without sounding like it's a sermon. In the early 1970s, I worked for a swimming pool management company. Now, most people think of lifeguards and sunshine when they hear that, but before the pools could open, everything had to be made ready. Pools had to be drained and acid washed, scrubbed, the mechanical systems brought up to snuff, and the water clear, sparkling, and up to health department standards. So before donning the lifeguard suit and sitting in the chair, I worked to get the pools open. Every spring, our crews would spend 6 intense weeks draining, scrubbing, patching, and prepping more than 60 pools. Just before Memorial Day, county inspectors made their rounds. If a pool didn't pass inspection, it didn't open. Not only would the clients and patrons be unhappy, the company faced daily fines for late opening. 2 days before opening weekend, I was working with the company president, we'll call him Gene, on a major repair at our biggest client's flagship pool. We needed to replace a filter pump. We'd just gotten the new one in that afternoon, and we were installing it in the middle of the night. We had to be ready for a 9 a.m. health department inspection. Now, this was about 3 a.m. We were in a cramped concrete pump room covered in PVC dust and sweat and who knows what else. We had just dry fitted the plumbing, measured, cut, trial assembled, but we still had to sand the joints, glue everything together, and pressure test it before sunrise. It was late, we were tired. So we took a break for a few minutes. We cracked open sodas and nibbled on cheese crackers sitting on the cold concrete floor. I was exhausted. I'd been up since 7 a.m., and that's when I said this to the boss. Gene, I think you've bitten off more than you can chew. Well, Gene didn't miss a beat. He said, well, that's the only way to get ahead. Bite off more than you can chew, and then chew like hell to get it all done. Now, at the time, I thought that was a pretty annoying thing to say. I wanted to go home, but Gene had other plans, so we stayed there all night. The pool passed inspection, and over the years, Gene's reply has come back to me again and again. Whenever I took on too many freelance assignments, or when I agreed to help a friend move and I didn't really want to, or when I said yes to a job that I should have said no to. At those times, I'd figuratively chew like hell to get everything done by the deadline. It became more than a saying. It became a personal value, one I hadn't planned, I hadn't written down, hadn't even noticed until I was already living it. Well, that's the funny thing about personal values. We don't always choose them. Sometimes they choose us. They get handed down in sentences or folded into stories, revealed in what we do without thinking. And for writers, they offer a rich thread to pull on because beliefs shape how we move through the world. If you want to explore a belief in your own writing, try these. First, look for the moment it was tested. Beliefs often reveal themselves when we're at our limit, overworked, overwhelmed, or under pressure. What happened? What choice did you make? Listen for the voice behind the value. Was it a parent, or a teacher, or a boss, or a coach? What words did they use? Sometimes a phrase sticks not because of its poetry, but because of who said it and when. Ask yourself, when do I repeat it? If you've ever passed down a saying or a rule or a habit to someone else, especially in a pinch, you're probably sharing a personal belief. So in writing about personal values, it helps to show instead of tell. Rather than say, I believe in working hard, let the story do the talking. Show the long hours, the sore hands, the half-eaten crackers on a pump room floor. And don't worry about sounding wise or noble. Beliefs aren't always pretty. They can be stubborn, messy, inherited, or revised. What matters is the emotional truth behind them, because that's what makes a story resonate. So here's your takeaway this week. The values that shape us are often forged in work clothes, not on pedestals. They show up when the work is hard, the hour is late, and we've said yes to something bigger than our current capacity. So if you're looking for a way into your next story, don't start with a conclusion. Start with a moment, a decision, a borrowed phrase that stuck, because that's where belief lives. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in, see what we've got. This week's question comes from Evelyn in Asheville, who writes, I want to write about my faith, but I don't want to sound preachy. How do I share a value or a spiritual belief without turning people off? Well, Evelyn, here's a rule I use. Memoir isn't a pulpit. It's a mirror. Now, that means you're not trying to convince someone of what they should believe. You're sharing what shaped you, the doubts, the questions, the moment something clicked. So if you keep it grounded in personal experience, what happened? What changed? You're not preaching, you're reflecting, and your readers will lean in because it feels honest. So if you ever worry that your writing sounds like a lesson, here's what you do. Add more story, more real-world detail, the muddy parking lot outside the revival tent, or a hymn that your grandmother hummed in the kitchen. The moment you whispered a prayer, not because someone told you to, but because you didn't know what else to do. That's where faith meets story, and that's where memoir comes alive. So here's this week's prompt. Write about a belief or a value that you've come to live by. If you need help getting started, think of a phrase someone repeated to you and when you started telling it to others. Write about a time that you doubted your belief? What made you question it? What'd you decide? Or focus on a moment of pressure or decision. What belief guided you at that time? And remember, you don't have to explain your belief. You just have to show where it showed up. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.